in corners under frames. It concentrates, this house, straining with the effort to remember it once had a green roof and a garden full of pink phlox. It's my mother-in-law's childhood home, now remaindered as a holiday house and empty most of the year. She remembers the tin sheet hammered over the window frame after the glass broke, how the wind howled through. 70-something years on and three owners later, we're here on a day stoked with autumn, invited to look around. My mother-in-law notes the things that are the same, the rotund hot water cylinder like a rolled-up sleeve, the wardrobe, its sweet metal catch, a brass hook. After coming back inside from the farm, Pop would hang his coat on that very peg. As we look around, the present owner's foxy snuffles and whines at the smell of mice behind the skirting boards. Outside, there's a persistent view of rocks, tussock, and the lake, of the pear tree with its back to us, huge and self-important. The present owner tells us that it was in the 70s when they first looked at this house. On a bitter day of snow, she said. She remembers the sputtering open fire with two sticks for fuel, and the man and woman, desperate to sell, shivering with the disappointment of dead strawberry plants. As she describes it all, she points to things unseen, in corners and under frames. I remember it well, she said. The man sat at the table, right there. She outlines its shadow, right there, eating Weet-Bix with gravy.